It is 9 a.m. We are here today, January 20, 2015, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agaña, Guam, for the formal hearing of OPA PA 1410, Morico Equipment LLC versus Guam Solid Waste Authority under the management of Federal Receiver Gershman Bricker and Breton Inc. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Delia Wolf and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Chanova and Yursa Bagana. Will appellant Morico Equipment LLC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Kevin Fowler, counsel for Morico. Also present. Russ Morrison, Morico Equipment.
Jennifer
Kuhlett,
Morico Equipment.
Is Ross an institutional rep?
Yes.
Okay, he makes it up for you. Is the other lady going to be a witness?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
Will Purchasing Agency Guam Solid Waste Authority identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Vanessa Williams, attorney for Guam Solid Waste Authority. To my left is Mr. Chase Anderson. He's the institutional representative. We also have Mr.
You don't need to stand up. Please
okay.
Sit down. Thank you.
Thank you. We also have present in the room is Mr. Roman Paris, who is the route supervisor for Guam Solid Waste Authority. We weren't calling him as a witness today, but he's handling the trucks that you brought with us.
Will he be a witness?
No.
No, he's just here to observe.
He's here to observe and to drive the trucks if the public auditor and hearing officer take us up on our request for the site visit.
Okay.
Are there any interested party present?
He's from Maypac Far East. I'm the Peterbilt dealer for one.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to...
Will interested party identify themselves and institutional representatives present for the record?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Mark Cruz. I'm the sales manager for Midpack Far East. We are the Peterbilt dealer for Plum.
Okay.
If I may, we have listed Mark Cruz on our witness list, but I wasn't expecting his appearance today.
Will you be calling him as a witness?
I'm not quite sure yet.
If you are going to be a witness, Mr. Cruz, then you're going to have to go downstairs if you're going to be here just as an observer. So you're going to have to make that decision, because if he stays, you can't call him as a witness.
All right.
We won't be calling him as a witness.
Okay, thank you. Are you a potential bidder, Mr. Cruz?
Yes.
Yes. And there's water for over there if anyone cares to is thirsty, please help yourself.
Thank you. We may begin.
Before we get to opening statements on the appeal, there are just some issues that we need to address first. And First would be that there has been a request for a site visit made by Solid Waste Authority. I would just request, Ms. Williams, if you can state the rationale for the site visit.
The rationale for the site visit, we defined it as, or named it a site visit, I guess for lack of better description. Maybe it could be a route visit or a truck visit, but the rationale is just for, in lieu of presenting or describing what the conventional cab and the cab for trucks look like and the difference between them and the visibility that a driver would see from being inside them, that the public auditor and the hearing officer could see for themselves. I mean, there's no better way to actually know than to perceive it with your own eyes. And the trucks are downstairs, and the drivers are here and prepared to, if the OPA is inclined to take the route visit, there is a route that the drivers are prepared to take the officers and the public auditor on. If you're just inclined to look and take a look and step inside the vehicles, then they're already downstairs. So the rationale is just for you to see for yourself, because pictures do so much justice. Describing it doesn't do as much, but actually seeing it, it's very easy to see the difference just by looking in and hopping into the driver's seat.
Okay. Do you have both models?
Yes, we do. Both a conventional cab and a cab forward.
We have just one request, if you are so inclined to go through the show and tell, because I think it will show and tell you a lot. They, if we do that first off, because then the trucks can go back to work. That's it.
Do you have the drivers present?
Yes, well, in the trucks.
Okay, and are they going to be called as witnesses to testify?
No.
As to?
We weren't intending on calling them as witnesses.
Okay.
No, the answer's no.
So the request is really either a site visit, meaning a request for us to inspect the vehicles, the two different designs, or a route visit, which is where you would show us, I guess, the driving route for the trucks.
That is correct.
Okay. Mr. Fowler, do you have a response?
A couple points. First, I'm actually going to a route. I did not know until this morning what route GSWA was talking about. Over the weekend, Ms. Williams sent me an email that they wanted to run on Route 5, which I took as the road down in Santa Rita. Instead, what GSWA meant is it was their Route Number 5. They have routes 1 through whatever, I guess. So I'm told this morning that it's not Santa Rita as I thought, and I still wouldn't have known where in Santa Rita. It's somewhere in Assen now, and I still don't know where in Assen. I don't understand that. I mean, I would have appreciated an opportunity to look at the route before this hearing. So that's one point. And the other point is we do not have available for the OPA to look at the vehicle that Morica would be offering in this procurement. Which is a 2014 or 2015 model of refuse truck. So we don't know what conventional cab vehicle they have down there. We don't know if it has a setback front axle as the vehicle Morico will offer has. And we don't know if it has a 55 degree wheel cut like the vehicle that Morico will offer in this procurement. So those are our basic objections.
Okay, so although you've stated those objections and you're still confused as to what route is being referenced by Solid Waste, do you believe it would be helpful to see the route, to see exactly what route is referred to? Or are you still objecting to a route visit?
Well, I think I'm still objecting because we have no way to measure it ourselves. We don't have this vehicle here. And I don't know that Morgul can acquire a comparable vehicle to run this route. I don't believe it can. So it's a bit unfair, I would submit.
Okay.
you said both models?
Yes, we have both models. And if I may I add briefly in response to the objection?
Yes.
Thank you. Really to show the difference between the conventional cab, well, to the two vehicles that GSWA has in its possession, it's to demonstrate also what Mr. Anderson is using, his experience and kind of just the industry. There's really not a conventional cab describes a snout truck, and a flat nose is, you know, a flat nose. It's the right straight. There's no engine in front of it. So we don't believe there's much difference. It's just to kind of illustrate, if you're not familiar with these trucks, what the general difference is between these and what his experience and knowledge is in deciding and specifying cab forward for the body design. So it's more relevant, I guess, to him drafting those specs than it is to, is this conventional cab better than that conventional cab? That's my brief response.
Okay. May I make one other point?
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is the same conventional cab which GSWA used in its comparison video. Is it?
Is it the same truck?
Yes. It's a Freightliner. And the other one we have is an auto car.
No, but was it the same Freightliner that you used in the comparison video?
Yes.
Okay. Now, our understanding of the Freightliner conventional cab used in the GSWA video is that it was a converted dump truck. I think that was sold to the government of Guam in around 2004. So, I mean, it's 10 years older at a minimum than what Morico will be offering. It is a converted dump truck to Morico's understanding.
What the drivers see.
Okay, based on the arguments, it seems that the request is to illustrate, at least for viewing the vehicles, it's to illustrate or to, I guess, elucidate the testimony that Mr. Anderson will be presenting.
How old are the trucks?
The auto car would be 2008, and the other one is, what was the other one?
It's
2004.
The flat
nose is 2008.
Yeah,
2004. Okay, so the conventional would be the 2004, and the cab forward would be the
2008. 2008 is the cab forward. And the 2004 is the conventional cab. 2004. Is the conventional cab.
And may I make one final point?
Yes.
My objection is rather mild. I don't want to restrict the OPA from entertaining any evidence that may clarify how to analyze this procurement or the protest. We've simply pointed out a few things that we find a little bit unfair to our side, but we leave it to the discretion of the OPA.
We'll grant the request for a site visit, which is to visit the vehicles that are downstairs. We can do that now.
Yeah, and we'll go and
can we take,
does that thing record?
Yes.
While we're walking?
I think so, yeah.
Will it have Wi-Fi?
Why don't we
temporarily recess, and we may not be able to record our conversation, but we will try to record our conversation, but go temporary recess to visit the two trucks downstairs.
All right. Where are they now? Are they in the parking lot?
They're coming right now. They were parked just a few blocks away. Now they're going over. That's where he went.
Maybe the best place to take them would be right over to the left. That's the parking lot of the DNA building. It's in between the library and that area there would probably be the best way. And go ahead and announce a temporary recess.
We are. We're on a temporary recess.
Call the time.
It's 9:20.
Louder.
It's 9 18, we're on temporary recess.
All right, so we'll just go downstairs and view.